And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the principles that I think should unite Americans, I mean, across political, ideological, religious, all boundaries, is the idea that discrimination based upon race is profoundly wrong. But so is discrimination based upon religious faith or discrimination against people because of their religious faith. There's a remarkable guy who we've talked about on this radio program before, who was a fire chief in the city of Atlanta, and he's experienced some discrimination based upon race in his life. He's African American, and he has also experienced discrimination based upon his religious faith. He's a committed Christian. And fortunately, there is the Alliance Defending Freedom to help defend people like Chief Kelvin Cochran. Let me welcome to the show David Cortman, who is an attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom, and Chief Kelvin Cochran from Atlanta. Gentlemen, it's great to have both of you on. Chief Cochran, how did you end up as fire chief for the great American city of Atlanta?
Well, first of all, Michael, thank you for allowing us to be on the show. My journey to Atlanta really started when I was a five-year-old kid in Shreveport, growing up in poverty, and saw Shreveport firefighters putting out a fire across the alley from where we lived. And when I saw those firefighters that day, I looked at my big brothers and my mom and little sisters and said, I want to be a fireman when I grow up. And it stuck with me all my life. And I became a firefighter in Shreveport in 1981. And 18 years later, I became the first African-American fire chief in the city of Shreveport. Of course, experienced a tremendous amount of discrimination because of my race in the early portions of my career. But through hard work and faith and determination, overcame all of those challenges. But 8 years after becoming fire chief in Shreveport, I was blessed to become the fire chief in Atlanta under then Mayor Shirley Franklin. And 20 months after serving her, I was appointed to the United States Fire Administration under the administration of President Barack Obama. And I was there for just under a year when I was recruited back to the city of Atlanta by the Honorable Mayor Kasim Reed in 2010. And I served him faithfully for 5 years, until I was terminated in January of 2015.
Okay, this whole story, your whole story, is a great American story, and it's a great story of public service and success. How is it you ended up, well, you were terminated, you were fired. It wasn't because of something that happened in the line of duty. What was it that led to your firing?
Well, a year prior to my termination, I had published a book that I had written on my own time and self-published for Christian men. The book was called Who Told You That You Were Naked? It's the question that God asked Adam in the Garden of Eden. And I say that because a lot of people don't connect that question with Genesis chapter 3, verse 11. So the book is titled Who Told You That You Were Naked? Overcoming the Stronghold of Condemnation. And so that happened a year before I was suspended. But the reason why I was terminated is because I spent a few paragraphs explaining God's purpose for sex and marriage, and that God created sex for procreation and for the pleasure between a husband and a wife in holy matrimony, and that any sex outside of that is a sin. And ultimately, that's what cost me my childhood dream come true fairy tale career.
Okay, now let's get this straight. You have these opinions, which are opinions that literally hundreds of millions of Americans share, and you weren't trying to impose these opinions on some of your men in the fire department, were you?
No, sir, not at all.
So it was, the fact is, you had self-published the book, you hadn't used public funds. What business is it of the city of Atlanta, or the mayor, or the city council, or anybody what the fire chief does on his personal time, as long as it's not disgraceful. What was the argument for using a passage in your book to ruin your career?
Where their position was that those positions, those views conflicted with the city's views, and that I can have those views as much as I want, but when I was an employee of the city, I had an obligation to check those beliefs at the door, is what one council member said. And the mayor clearly supported that position.
Okay, at this point, this, I think most people are listening to us are slapping their foreheads and thinking this is just clearly unjust. And when people suffer injustice or discrimination or really an assault against their religious liberties or freedom of conscience, who are you going to call? Not Ghostbusters. You call the Alliance Defending Freedom. David Cortman, attorney for the ADF, what did the ADF do? What did you do about Chief Cochran's case?
Yeah, it was quite remarkable when the chief first contacted us, because we thought, like you were saying, this can't be true. This can't happen in America. Someone writes a religious book for Christian men, a Bible study, and on his own time. And don't forget, for what to happen here, people would have had to take his book, received it voluntarily. It's a 162-page book. Take it home, take hours or days to read it, find one small portion to be offended by in the 162-page book, go back to work and say, hey, I was offended by this, and then you end up with the chief being fired.
Okay,
so
we're gonna obviously,
like everyone else probably listening, thought that was not only unjust but unconstitutional, and filed a lawsuit on behalf of the chief. And what was incredible, the argument made...
Okay,
and
look, if you can hold on, David, if you can hold on, we're going to come back to you in just a moment. I do want to let people know that you can find out more about the Alliance Defending Freedom, and above all, support this work, support this kind of defense of people like Chief Kelvin Cochran. Go to michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. Look on the banner for Alliance Defending Freedom. We will be right back with Chief Cochran and with David Cortman of Alliance Defending Freedom coming right up.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by Alliance Defending Freedom.